Well, I'm 65, but I never think of myself as being 65 until I look in the mirror.
For me, I don't think you ever get old. It's your attitude to life and wanting to go out there and explore and to find new things and just to have fun for me.
I don't think I will ever consider myself as old. As long as you're young at heart and you're doing what you want to do, I don't think it really matters what age you are necessarily. It's how you live your life.
I think there is always misunderstanding. And when I look back to when I was younger, and I'm sure it was exactly the same then. And, you know, I would think of people who were just a few years older than me as quite boring, and they hadn't lived. They hadn't gone through the things that I was going through. And I'm sure it hasn't changed at all.
Unless you have a lot to do with teenagers, you just don't realise, you know, you just don't realise what they're like. They're really quite respectful towards you, and I think you think that they're going to think, oh, old codgers, you know, they're not going to be any good or any fun. And
they just come out with funny little things that you don't expect other people to say, and they act quite a lot like us, even though they're seen as older.
The way people joke and laugh around, like, you'd expect quite younger people, like teenagers, to be doing that. But the people classed as older do it just as much as we do, so it's quite a happy place to be.
I've been lucky enough to have some really great grandparents who are very opinionated, and we've like have very heated discussions. So I've always seen that in people a lot older than myself, but through doing art projects and talking to people who are a lot older than me, they're really young at heart, and they've got a lot to offer to me as a person, like advice, and just, you know, really great to listen to people like that and talk with them.
I think we can learn lots from working with people from different age groups. When you actually get to know the majority of young people, they're really lovely as individuals and as a group, and just really nice and, you know, not threatening.
I think we get on so much better than I thought we would, really, and it really is fun, and I think they want to learn, and we want to learn together, you know.
My teenage years are obviously a lot different to what theirs were, so it's nice to compare and see, like, how it's changed and what we do for fun now and what they used to do for fun, see how different it is.
Working with them has brought so much, because they're playful and they give you this sense of being back in your own childhood, if you like, and being able to do things and you know, the world's your oyster, and that you can still play with them, and that's really great, I think.
We get entrenched in our views, but, you know, when you actually meet individuals, it's absolutely wonderful, and we can all share things.